Mini episode 718 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome, everyone, to the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris. We have with you today one of our favorite conversational guests here, our good friend Joe Stazak from 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. I have been honored to be on his show, talking with him on various great sports topics. Today we're going to be speaking with Joe about the great failure, short term anyways, of the Philadelphia 76ers. But it's always a pleasure to be able to get Joe Stazak on the line with us. Glad to be able to bring him in. Joe, how are you doing today, my friend? Good to have you back in the FDH Lounge, sir.
Hey, Rick, long time no talk. How are you? Great to be back. Having a pretty good week here in Philadelphia for once.
A strong point of contrast to the success of Villanova has been the Philadelphia 76ers the last couple of years. Now, that's been by design, and again, Sam Hinkie would be the first. He would say, look, we weren't trying to do anything in the short term, and by
right.
that standard, boy, did he succeed. But this is one of these things. I look at this, and again, this is one of these things where from afar, I have a little bit of perspective on this because it seems to me the moment that everyone is trying to emulate is what my Cleveland Cavaliers did in 2003. You tank successfully. You have the crown jewel fall in your lap, LeBron James. This has been a multi-year process because there wasn't necessarily one LeBron James to target, but the sense that
That's
we get
correct.
Enough high picks, one of these guys will turn into a transcendent star player. And
yes.
will be set. But it's one of these things where I wonder if this was his downfall, because as I look at it, LeBron took 3 years to make the playoffs because you
yep.
had to turn over the entire team by the time he got there. They all had a losing mentality. We didn't have any veteran leadership. You had guys like Ricky Davis bouncing a ball off the wrong backboard to try to get a triple-double because he thought it would count as a rebound. I mean, that was the mentality that we
I
had here.
I remember that.
Yeah, you had to purge everyone and everything. And I look at the attitudes in Philadelphia the last couple of years, and Jahlil Okafor, the sense that he is turning out to be not damaged goods, but diminished goods at least. Michael Carter-Williams didn't end up sticking around. They ended up trying to flip him for something else. So was there just a sense in Philadelphia, and you combine in Joel Embiid maybe being a lost pick at this point, of just saying, where is the end? Is the end anywhere in sight? Was that ultimately the question that brought down Sam Hinkie?
I think the thing that ultimately brought down Sam Hinkie, it's twofold. And I talked to, I had Dee Lynam on last night on my show. She is the first lady of Sixers basketball. I mean, she's a daughter of Jim Lynam, used to coach Sixers and St. Joe's,
mm-hmm.
and she does sidelines, works for CSA. Had an interesting chat with her last night. This was the plan, and this was it. Okay, this was the plan. No one should be surprised about tanking. And they all but said it. I know you can't say it, but they all but said it. We're going to stink intentionally so we can get better. It's like a tear-down house. We're going to tear it down to its foundation, build it back up. So there were people, you know, two factions. One was, this stinks. I can't stand watching this kind of basketball. And it is. It's bad basketball. But I keep trying to tell, give me a different route. Give me a better process to try to build this team back up, because since 1983 they only made noise in 2000 when they had a Hall of Famer Iverson and a Hall of Fame coach in Larry Brown with, you know, four other guys around him and took them to the, you know, three games of the World Championship. Other than that, they have not been able to build a team by being mediocre, winning 32, 35 games a year. I'm okay with what they were trying to do and still what they are trying to do, and right now I think they're set up nicely if they can execute those picks. But the thing is, I think, and from what I'm hearing and people I talk to, in terms of relationships, agents, players, whatnot, really didn't want to deal with Sam Hinkie. One, because I think he had a little Chip Kelly in him in terms of his interpersonal skills. It's fine. That's okay. But my thing is, well, of course no one's going to want to come here right now. The team, the 10 wins this year, they had 37 wins and one nine. They're 37 and 196 in the last 3 years. I get that, but that was the idea. So then they start the season 1-30, and they start getting pressure from the league. You know, Adam Silver, I know this for a fact. He said, hey, guys, listen, you're embarrassing the league. We need you to step up the process because, you know, the catchphrase here is trust the process. Okay. Step it up. Do something about this. This is really now becoming an embarrassment. And then with Okafor getting into some trouble off the court, the trouble he had in Boston in a nightclub after a game, and guys were goading him, and someone pulled a gun on him here at a local establishment in Philly. It looked like the situation was getting a little out of control. In fact, they used the term that they use in college, lack of institutional control. It appeared to,
right.
to you know, that's the projection that this franchise was giving off. So at that point, Josh Harris kind of acquiesced and said, all right, we're going to do something about this because, you know, Sam Hinkie, along with all the positive things he does, because I think he's a valuable asset to a basketball program, he may lack some of the things that he needs to do as a GM and his GM responsibilities, like assuaging issues with the players and the coach and the fan base, because he always, you know, hid every year until the day after the draft. That's the only time you would ever hear from him. So he wasn't great with the PR. He wasn't great at massaging. He wasn't great at, like, managing people necessarily. But his thing was to create a situation where the Sixers would be in position to draft highly in a few years in a row and create future potential. And that's what it was about. But at the end of the day, Josh Harris, I think, took heed and said, all right, we have to maybe bring other folks in who might be able to do the things that Sam Hinkie doesn't do. I don't think Josh Harris wanted Sam Hinkie out of here, but at the end of the day, I don't think there was a way to do it where you bring in some other people and Sam Hinkie, the GM, the sitting GM, is going to be okay with it because it's basically saying, well, we don't have complete faith in what you are doing. We're going to get you some help. And then the murmurs, you know, spread throughout, you know, the area about the, you know, Jerry Colangelo might be bringing his son Brian Colangelo. And Sam said, you know what, I'm out. So that's what happened. I think he certainly has given, he's bequeathed Brian Colangelo a lot to work with this year going forward. But I think Brian Colangelo is going to do what Sam Hinkie maybe did not do. He has good relationships around the league. People like to deal with him. He's got a good reputation. He was twice executive of the year. He will bring in, and this is what I think Sam Hinkie may have lacked, he will bring in some people, some players, who not only will help these kids learn how to play at this level, but how to act, you know, and conduct themselves. You know, it's not just about
right.
throwing lottery picks on the floor and someday hoping, you know, watering it and planting it and, you know, putting it out in the sunshine, hoping it will grow. They still need to be kind of helped along the way, and I think that maybe
right.
Sam Hinkie missed out on that. And to become NBA players and young men, these kids, they're kids. I mean,
right.
I mean, just because they're 6 feet, you know, nine, and they've been, you know, on TV for 10 years, they're kids. They're 19 years old. They're 20 years old. They are still young men doing stupid things off the court and stupid things on the court, and they need some help along the way. And I think Sam Hinkie lacked in that.
Right.
But there was no way for it all to coexist. And so Sam said, you know what? It's time for me to fly.
Well, Joe, a last question. Do you get the sense that it could be possible cynically in terms of whether it be any of the minority partners who may not have been happy about the way things were going, Jerry Colangelo, whatever, of feeling like, hey, a lot of the heavy lifting's already been done. What's the harm if he ends up having enough and saying, I'm gone now, because he's left us with a situation that, again, will be beneficial somewhat? Could there be any sense to that? Of anybody feeling like he was disposable at this point because they'd already been through a lot of the worst?
You know, I think that's very possible. No one will admit that. In fact, Brian Colangelo, one of his job descriptions or job titles should be defense attorney for Josh Harris, because he took so many bullets yesterday that were being fired at Josh Harris from the Philadelphia press corps. He kept stepping in. Let me answer that. Because, I mean, Josh Harris might be a very good businessman, but he does not really – he's not very adept at the press conference thing yet, and he kind of went in with some stock answers and tried to – I think he went in thinking, I'll be able to dance around, you know, these knuckleheads. No, they tried to pin him to the wall on some of the things, and one of the things was, did it come to you, as a surprise to you that Sam Hinkie would leave when you're bringing other guys in? And he tried to dance and dodge and whatever. I think, though – yeah, you make a good point. Sam Hinkie has done a lot. He did a lot of the heavy lifting, a lot of the groundwork. Josh Harris is a very smart man. I think you'd be kidding yourself if you think that he thought it was all going to work. And I think that it certainly crossed his mind that, oh, if I bring in X, Y is probably going to leave. But at that point, he's put us and set the ball in motion and put us in a good situation where Brian Colangelo is capable of taking it from here, and I think that's what happened. I think the people in this town aren't upset with Sam Hinkie. They're not upset with the Colangelos. They're upset with Josh Harris the way it went down, because I think people, if you're on board with the process, wanted to see Sam Hinkie finish the job or see what this was going to be, you know, through the vision of Sam Hinkie. But I think the team's in good hands with Brian Colangelo. I really do.
I think so as well, because of the track record you've cited, past executive of the year history that he has. And again, when you talk about a good situation to be in, it is always exactly that when we have you on the show to discuss whether it be hoops or anything else. Joe Stazak, thank you so much for being on the show. You've always been a great friend to us. Thank you so much. Look forward to doing it again. Have a great week, my friend.
Hey, Rick, always a pleasure, my friend. Great talking to you. I'm going to have you on my show very soon, my friend. I'll talk to your people. And we'll make something happen.
You know where they're at. You're way too kind. I appreciate it, Joe. You're a great one. Thank you so much for being on with us. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Aquafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.